1 Kings chapter 9. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house, temple of the Lord, Jehovah, and the king's house, palace, and all Solomon's desire which he was pleased to do, that the Lord, Jehovah, appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. And the Lord, Jehovah, said to him, I have heard your prayer and your request, that you have made before me. I have hallowed, cleansed, made holy, this house, temple, which you have built, to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there forever. And if you will walk before me, as David your father walked, in integrity of heart, and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded you, and will keep my laws and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David your father, saying, There shall not fail of you a man upon the throne of Israel. But if you shall at all turn from following me, you or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my laws which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods, and worship them, then I will cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house, temple, which I have hallowed, cleansed, made holy, for my name, I will cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. And at this house, temple, which is high, everyone who passes by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss, and they shall say, Why has the Lord, Jehovah, done this to this land, and to this house, temple? And they shall answer, Because they forsook the Lord, Jehovah, their God, who brought forth their forefathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other gods, and have worshipped them, and served them. Therefore the Lord, Jehovah, has brought upon them all this evil. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, 3127 915 BC, when Solomon had built the two houses, the house, temple, of the Lord, Jehovah, and the king's house, palace. Now Hiram the king of Tyre had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees, and with gold, according to all his desire, that then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they did not please him. And he said, What cities are these which you have given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Kabul, displeasing to this day. And Hiram sent to the king 60 talents of gold, 120, about 9,072 pounds, 4,116 kilograms. And this is the reason for the tax which King Solomon raised, to build the house, temple, of the Lord, Jehovah, and his own house, palace, and Millo, and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, and Megiddo, and Gezer. Because Pharaoh king of Egypt had gone up, and taken Gezer, and burnt it with fire, and killed the Canaanites who lived in the city, and given it for a present to his daughter, Solomon's wife. And Solomon built Gezer, and the lower Bethhoron, house of hollowness, and Baalath, and Tadmor in the wilderness, in the land. And all the cities of store that Solomon had, and cities for his chariots, and cities for his horsemen, and that which Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and in all the land of his rule. And all the people who were left of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, who were not of the children of Israel. Their children who were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel also were not able to completely destroy, upon those Solomon levied a tax of bond service to this day. But of the children of Israel Solomon did not make bondmen. But they were men of war, and his servants, and his princes, and his captains, and rulers of his chariots, and his horsemen. These were the chief of the officers who were over Solomon's work, 550, who ruled over the people who performed the work. But Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David to her house which Solomon had built for her. Then he built Millo. And 3 times in a year Solomon offered burnt offerings and peace offerings upon the altar which he built to the Lord, Jehovah, and he burnt incense upon the altar that was before the Lord, Jehovah. So he finished the house. And King Solomon made a navy of ships in Eziongeber, which is beside Eloth, on the shore of the Red Sea, in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent in the navy his servants, sailors who had knowledge of the sea, with the servants of Solomon. And they came to Ophir, India, and brought gold from there, 420 talents. About 31,752 pounds, 14,406 kilograms. And brought it to King Solomon.